Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. No discussion of the global economy is complete without considering the importance of the Chinese government's rapidly changing economic policy. Rosalind Shea, assistant professor of political science at Temple University, examines China's economic role after a decade of participation in the World Trade Organization.
The People's Republic of China launched its open-door policy in 1978. Today, a new model of capitalism has emerged. Market governance and economic engagement departs from China's communist past and its East Asian neighbors, which have restricted rather than embraced foreign direct investment. In an environment of more competition and foreign influence, the Chinese state has taken the lead in erecting market institutions and creating the rules of engagement. Its regulatory state deliberately combines liberal economic and state interventionist mechanisms in industry-specific ways. In strategic industries with significant application for national security and contribution to the national technology base, such as telecommunications, centralized bureaucracies strictly regulate industrial developments up and down the supply chain. State-owned, private, and foreign enterprises coexist, yet state-owned ones dominate manufacturing and services in market segments involving infrastructural assets. In contrast, in the low-tech and low-value-added industries, such as textiles, sector and business associations have replaced an industrial bureaucracy. Local governments and commerce bureaus approve market entry, which is completely liberalized. Private enterprises, many of which restructured from town and village enterprises or divested from state-owned ones, and foreign invested companies compete fiercely in non-strategic industries. China's bifurcated capitalism is like none that the world has seen before. This new capitalism solves as well as creates governance problems as China simultaneously introduces markets and enhances state capacity to industrialize and modernize and maintain social stability and authoritarian rule.
That was Temple University's Rosalind Shea. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.